let's jump right back into it. So obviously one of the bigger parts of your life, right, is not just the business that you run, but also being a mom.
Yes. You know,
and I think just from everything that I've seen, you're an amazing mom. You know, I've told you that before off camera, but I always tell you again, you know, because I feel like also, too, we don't give each other our flowers enough or give people their flowers, you know, and it's already tough just to be a human being. But being a mom in today's society is not easy. So
it's definitely not. But thank God I only got one.
Right. Could you speak on like how you navigate that? And
I mean, I feel like I was blessed with him. Mm. He's helped me more than I feel like I needed him more than he needed me or needs me. And to be honest with you, that's where I feel like my drive is, because I know he's looking up to me. So I can't let, you know, you can't let your kid down. Mm-hmm. So that's where a lot of who I am comes from, or my drive and, you know, consistency and, you know, just keep going. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely, you know, it has its challenges being, you know, a single mother, juggling everything. But you kind of have to do it.
Do you have like a calendar, or how do you like with business? And then I know you talked about he does sports.
So I kind of do. So I have like a set schedule, because, you know, I'm a dental assistant still. So I'm still, you know, got my 9-to-5 plus running my business, then being, you know, full time mom.
Oh, dang. You left that part out.
She does it all. Let me hit the switch. Yeah,
you definitely left that part out. All right, so keep going. So you got that going. You got your business going.
But, you know, it keeps me going. Hey, it keeps me waking up, keeps me going. That's why I ain't got time to watch TV or mess around. I have a pretty set schedule, I feel like. But there was a moment where I did have to step back from the business, because he was like, Mom, why are you always working? And, you know, so I had to step back and be like, okay, yeah, he has everything he wants, you know, everything he needs. But, you know, kids need you there physically.
Yeah. Right.
So I did step back. I mean, my business has always been consistent, but just not taking as many clients. So I would work every weekend. So I'll be at the dental office Monday through Friday, then do the brows Saturday, Sunday. And then, you know, dealing with him with school, sports, all that stuff. But then I had to really kind of slow it down. So now I cut down at the dental office. So I do 3 days a week, and then I'll do my clients typically like a Sunday or Monday. But I won't take as many. So I'll take like one or two a day and then do it that way.
Dang, you're definitely busy. Definitely busy. Now, do you have like outside family or anybody like that you have to help you along that journey?
My mom is a blessing. I don't know what I'll do. Viola. Everybody knows her. All the kids growing up, they know her. Yep. She's a wonderful woman. But my mom got my back, I have to say.
Yeah, she was like a second mom to us growing up.
Yeah,
so
to everybody.
When you watch this, Viola, thank you for everything you did for me and my brother when we were kids. Always appreciate you.
Shout out.
Yeah, my mom is, oh my gosh, she's a blessing. So she's the one who's always like had my back, or, you know, if I do need something, I can count on her for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been maintaining. So, you know, she has her own life to live as well.
Right.
So, but yeah, I'd definitely be my mom for sure.
Now, with your son being basically a teenager, right? Because he's 12 or he's about to be 13.
He's 12.
Right?
Don't remind me.
Yeah. So, I mean, how do you go about, because it's a crazy ass world we live in.
It definitely is.
How do you go about trying to keep him on the straight and narrow as a single mom?
You know, I'm really honest with him. I don't sugarcoat anything. It's like an open book. So I just try to be honest with him, let him know what's out there, what is. You know, there's some people that want to shield their kids or whatever, but I just let him know everything and tell him. You know, he's really big into the basketball, so that's one thing. When he started sixth grade, so I was scared for him. I'm like, middle school, oh, man. I'm like, those kids are mean.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's where you start your little clique. You get your friends.
Yeah. Have you had to go up to the school yet and put the hands on somebody?
Not yet, but I told him, listen, your mama will. But I was like, man, I was so nervous for him to even start middle school. But I just told him, like, you know, it's the cliques and then the girls and then all that. So, like, it's a whole different ballgame. So I was so scared for him.
Yeah.
But I'm just an open book, so I just try and, like, let him know everything. But he's very mature for his age, I feel like, too. Given that, you know, he kind of had to be, But with, like, the basketball, you know, he's so passionate about it. I told him, you mess up with the wrong crowd, it's over. Your whole thing is over. Yeah. It's done with. So one mistake, don't do it. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
So I'm just the open book with him.
I think honestly, that's one of the reasons why he is the way that he is. You know, the times where, like, you've brought him in and I've cut his hair, he's a very polite young man. Mm-hmm. You know, he's well-mannered. He doesn't, I mean, he's shy.
He is. We got to get him out of that. Because he's really not a shy kid. He's really goofy.
Yeah.
But he's just shy around other people.
Yeah. But the relationship you guys have built, like, you know, it's not a bad thing, but, like, I look at the relationship that you have with your son, mm-hmm. and, like, there's times where I thought back, like, man, I wish I had that kind of relationship with my mom. You know, mm-hmm. that's not a knock on her or anything like that, but just, like, you can tell that you guys are tight.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like we grew together in a way. I did a lot of learning. I had him young. I had him at 17. So, you know, I had to grow and he had to grow with me to an extent.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Now, I got a really good question for you. So, like, as he gets older, because we've kind of talked about this, like, off camera, too, there's only so much that you can teach him as a
mother, as
a woman. Mm-hmm. So how do you plan on challenge of, you know, as he continues into adulthood and manhood, you know, like, do you get him around? Because, like, one of the cool things I saw was, like, your brother Kyle was showing him how to change brakes. Uh-huh. You know, are you going to push him more? Because
So I do feel like, as a woman, there's only so much you can teach a young boy, you know. Yeah. I do feel like they need that father figure or that father structure. Mm-hmm. There's only so much I can do. Mm-hmm. But thankfully, you know, I do have my brother. So, yeah, mm-hmm. he was over there last weekend mm-hmm. learning how to do brakes. Yeah. Then my dad, you know, he works on cars. So he's taught him. Andy's taught him things.
Yeah.
So what about, just having them around. He's taught him some other things.
Uh-oh.
If you want to be honest, I mean, he's taught him how to, you know, shoot a BB gun. So, I mean, eventually, you know. So having them around, but he knows how my brothers are. They're very, you know, traditional you know, how you grow up, you know, to learn how to fix houses, fix cars.
Work with your hands.
They don't need anybody for anything. They don't have to do electric work. Yeah. And, like, so I want my son to be that way. I want him to be able to, if there's anything he needs to do or fix, he can do it on his own. Because you'll be surprised how many men can't even change a car tire.
That's true. I remember when I was 21 and I had to do it for the first time.
You know what to do. It was on YouTube.
I swear to God, I had to YouTube it. But I know how to do it now. But yes, yeah, it is 100% true. At 21, I did not know how to change a tire. How to change a flat tire.
Hey, for real? I thought you would have learned how to do
that. No, man. I mean, my dad, like, I told you,
because he was towing cars. I would have thought you would have.
But the thing is, like, I told you, man, my dad was one of those dads where when he would work on a car, he was more frustrated and pissed off at the car.
He couldn't show me how to do it
because he was so frustrated that I wasn't holding the light right. So I yelled at
him. So I was like, PTSD.
Yeah, man, I got PTSD. You know, I don't even want to look at a car tire or underneath the hood. I still got PTSD.
Man, I was 23 when I changed my first one. I was in a it was January, it was cold, and I hit a pothole in the city. And man, it was the worst because it wasn't about changing the tire. It's that the nuts were frozen.
So you really were going through it.
I was so frustrated that day. I think I was out there for a few hours because I just couldn't get them loose.
Yeah.
And finally it got loose. I mean, guy was looking out for me after a few hours. Yeah. Like, all right, I've seen enough. And I got the tire changed, man. But yeah, that's important, man, because I think that's what's missing in a lot of young boys today that we even talk about and that we see. There's so many other things to distract them with, and it's like hard to keep them busy almost.
Yeah. No, yeah, man. And I mean, you know, he's going to – obviously, like you mentioned, I mean, he's in middle school now, so there's so much. And then you add social media. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you just want to try your best to just keep him on the straight and narrow. You know?
Yeah, definitely. Now, with we talked about traditional, not traditional. Are you pushing him for school, or what is the push now that he's going to be a teenager?
Like I said, I'm an open book. So with him, I told him, you want to go to college, you go to college. If you don't, you don't. You know, it's up to you. Whatever you feel. But he does have in his head, you know, he wants to do the basketball, so he's looking at colleges. So I'll never be like, oh no, don't do that.
Right.
So honestly, it's like you guys said, whatever works for him works for him. Yeah. I'm a mom, so I support him 100%.
There you go.
But he's definitely looking into colleges, which I'm amazed at, because I'm like, I don't know what other sixth graders knows what colleges they want to go to right now, or you know what I mean?
No, not many.
So,
no, yeah, that's good. Yeah,
so he's looking at that, but
yeah, and he even mentioned that he wants to cut hair.
He did mention he wants to cut hair too. Yeah. So I'm like, well, listen, you could do both, baby.
You can.
No, yeah, and I think like when she first told me that, like, I kind of lit up, because anytime I see a young kid have that spark to want to cut hair, it's like I'm looking at myself.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
I remember being that age and going to my first black barbershop and just walking in and seeing what the environment was like.
Yeah.
And seeing that these guys made money every day and that they were, you know, talking about whatever they wanted to talk about. I'm like, yeah, this is where I belong, you know? So that'd be awesome.
Yep, he did bring that up. He said, Mom, can you buy me some clippers and a head and money practice? I'm like, okay.
Right. You're like, you know how much these mannequins cost?
Right?
Sure, you want to do this.
I'm like, you're going to need more than one. Yeah, you're going to fuck that first one up.
Yep.
Good thing he's got his uncles. Like, hey, man, I need a practice real
quick. There
you go. Right? Yep. They'll probably be down.
Oh, yeah, they will. Because I think Kyle shaves his now, doesn't he, or no?
Probably. They all going bald at this point. But they're too young to be going bald.
Yeah.
That's them children. Yeah. One children.
No, I'm glad I still
the
got
kids
my
are stressing
you
them
still
out.
Got yours.
Yeah. I still got all my hair, man.
I think mine's still up here.
Yeah, still there. Yeah, because that's how I survived college, man. I learned how to cut hair when I was 16. I mean, I was decent. I $5 holler at school. That's how I made money.
That's what he said. He's a little TikToker cutting hair at school. I think it was like a middle school or something like that.
Yeah,
middle school.
Yeah. In the bathroom.
Yep. I don't know. He told me about it. And I was like, well, I'm like, you could do it. He's like, I need a side hustle. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it almost seems like a lot of younger kids now are wanting to try to find other ways of making money. Yeah. You know, like the whole traditional route just isn't as common. You know? And we talked about last episode that, you know, the amount of money that you need to make nowadays, people are having kids later in life. They're getting married later in life. Mm-hmm. They're coming out of college with these huge, enormous amounts of debt. And then they're trying to apply for a job that's telling them you need experience when you don't have any experience. Mm-hmm. So a lot of young kids are frustrated in their 20s.
Yeah.
It's like,
they're
this
lost.
Was a setup, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, they feel like they got bamboozled almost.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I mean, times have definitely changed, I feel like, for sure.
Yeah, it's
a lot different. Because I think growing up, that's how, you know, it was, you know, go to college.
Yeah.
And if you didn't, it was, like, frowned upon. Like, you ain't doing nothing with your life.
Yeah. It's still, but, man, my dad still sometimes is, not in a bad way, but he still tells me to go get a job. I swear to God, he still tells me, you know, and I'm like, nah, I'm okay.
So
you
need to be clocking in somewhere, punching in.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, nah, I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm like opposite. Like, we talk about it. I teach my daughter, or I kind of make her actually, like, learn how to make a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever, I always try to have her come up with something like every year to try to start.
Yeah.
Learn how to make some money on her own. So, like, she's like sold candy before. She's made bracelets. Mm-hmm. She made little skateboards.
Mm-hmm.
But like, see, that's where it all starts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where it all starts.
Because, you know, if there is no jobs, mm-hmm. like we talk about, mm-hmm. there's jobs mm-hmm. that go away. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You got to be creative.
You got to figure out how to make some money. So, I definitely think side hustles for kids are important.
For sure.
For sure.
I need my son to start working, because, listen, he can start paying some bills for mama.
Rent is doing the first.
Because he's a big kid, so I know he's eating.
Oh, he definitely is. He everybody thinks he's my little brother. He's like, Mom, why does everybody think I'm your little brother? I'm like, because you look big as hell and I look little.
Yeah.
That's the thing, man. When I was a kid, they were like, hey, man, is that your sister? I'm like, dude, that's my mom.
That happened
man.
To him once. He was on FaceTime and they're like, is that your sister? He's like, that's my mom.
Oh, man. Have you had that happen yet, where like the little boys like on his basketball team or whatever?
No, I just avoid everybody.
Yeah,
she's hiding in the corner.
Yeah,
but no, they always think I'm his sister.
Oh man, that's funny.
Now, what advice would you give to some of the younger women that are coming up that maybe want to go the entrepreneur route, or that also are even single mothers? You know, what advice would you give to them?
Go for it. Go for it. You know, you're your biggest investment. Invest in yourself. I feel like, you know, at some point I was like, I don't know. You know, I don't know. It took me a while. But I say you can't go wrong investing in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you're consistent, you know, it's something you love to do, it's gonna come. And then at the end of the day, it's going to benefit everybody. It's going to benefit, you know, you, your kids, your lifestyle, things like that. Because it's helped me a lot. a lot having my own business, running my own business. I mean, it ain't easy.
Right.
I'm not going to sit up here and sugarcoat it and say everything's easy and smooth. You have your ups and downs with everything. And that's just a life in general. But as long as you stay consistent, invest in yourself, I feel like if you show up, you're going to show up for yourself. It's how I see it. I mean, that's how I am. You know, invest in myself, I'm going to show up for myself at the end of the day. And it just, it honestly just all works out.
That's what's up, man.
But just, you know, you got to get out. Just do it. You want it, go get it.
Yeah. There you go.
You want it, go get it.
Yeah. Jump off the cliff.
Because it ain't going to come to you.
No, it definitely is. Nah. It definitely isn't. Mm-mm.
That's true. No. What would be a question, as we get to the end, what would be a question that you would have for our next guest?
A question for your next guest.
Could be anything.
Just a random question.
It don't matter.
Whatever you want. It could be it could be a deep question. It could be just a surface level question. It could be anything. You could think about it for a second.
Yeah, I need to think about it.
Think about it. But while you're thinking about it, we got another one for you. So what do you think, or where would you like to be in the next 10 years? Because something that we talk about on this podcast is kind of, rather than looking at life and by years or months, kind of breaking it down by decades, because it's things are so much easier to create within a 10-year gap. You know? I'm sure, you know, you're in year four now of having your business, so you want to continue to grow it, continue to scale it. Where would you like to see it or even see yourself in the next 10 years?
In the next 10 years, I definitely want to grow. I feel like you can always grow. You always got to be open-minded to growing. So there's a lot of services I like to add on. But like I said, I'm a busy, busy mother doing this, doing that. So when I get the time, I definitely want to grow, expand services, you know, eventually create my own like suite loft or building, school. And then obviously in my daily life, you know, the ultimate goal was, you know, get a home, land, family.
Hey, I'll sell you that house. Don't you worry about it.
Look
it,
we got the hookup.
Got the plug.
I got you.
And that's a good thing. See, you got to know people. That's why you got to know people.
No, networking.
You got to know people. Networking, for sure.
It's huge.
Open a lot of doors and opportunities.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Which I've learned starting being a small business owner. I learned that. Because I was very, like, you know, shy to myself. But being, you know, meeting people, it opens a lot of opportunities.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I got another good question for you, too, because I don't know if you're this way, but I'm this way. So after a long day of talking with people and using your social battery, when you go home, are you more of like you just want to come home and chill and relax and just, you know, be in a cozy space, or do you like to still go out and be social?
No, I'm in. Once I'm in, I'm in.
Yeah, yeah, that's how I am. Yeah.
I'm ready for bed at 10 o'clock.
Yep.
I'm like, I'm young. Yep. Why do I feel like an old-ass person?
Yeah, all right. So I'm gonna tell
my bedtime's 10 o'clock.
Sleep. I'm going to tell you guys something
funny.
I'm going to tell you guys something funny. I swear to God. So over the weekend, I took my fiance to the city, right?
Right.
I wanted to just have a little, you know, wifey appreciation weekend.
Of course,
you know,
as
spoil
you should.
Her. Thank you. I try. You know, I want to spoil her a little bit. So I had bought tickets for us to go out to this club that we normally went to, you know, and the show started, I think the main event goes on at like 1 o'clock, you know, in the morning.
We went
to eat at this nice Cuban spot, had an amazing dinner, and then I also got tickets to like a pop-up concert that I thought would be pretty cool. We've never done it before. We ended up not liking the vibe of it initially, and so I told her, I'm like, hey, before we go to this next club, why don't we go back to the hotel, take a nap, because we ain't spring chickens
Shut up,
no
you
more.
You never got out. You never got back out.
We never made it back out.
Take a nap. Come on, man.
We never. I woke up at 3 o'clock, like, oh. Well.
Trying to take a nap at
over.
Night. Come
just,
on, man.
Just,
that's bedtime.
I just rolled over.
He just rolled over. He's not even going to bother with
we
at this point.
No, he didn't. We didn't. Yeah. I was like, you know, I'm just going to take the L on those tickets and call it a day. That was some of the best sleep I've gotten in the last 2 weeks after being sick.
I mean, that's what I go through all the time, though. I'm like, man, I'm so young. I should be, you know, having way more energy. But I'm like, man, once I'm in, by 10 o'clock, I'm like, I'm over it.
But to be honest with you, like, there's nothing really out there. Like,
no, there really isn't, though.
The people that are, like, out at from even 11 to, like, 3 in the morning, ain't nothing really out there.
Yeah, no.
You ain't missing nothing.
No.
You're really not.
True. There's nothing out there.
Yeah. No, you're really not. But, yeah, I just thought that was hilarious that you brought that up because we literally fell asleep. and woke up the next day. Now, it was nice, though, because we weren't exhausted.
Uh-huh. You know, we breakfast. That's important.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we went
I
to
I do believe
brunch.
That. Breakfast is the breakfast most important meal.
Breakfast is important, man.
Yep.
And
yep.
a coffee.
Yep. Yeah.
How are you brewing on that question?
Oh, man.
Or she could pass. We could pass, too.
Yeah.
We can pass, too.
Because yeah, I don't know how to ask somebody unless I know what they true, got going
true,
on.
True, true, it is.
I got no questions.
True, 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 true.
Well, with that, Cuzzo, hit him with that outro.
All right. Well, first and foremost, we want to thank you again for coming on and rocking with us, you know, and taking the time out of your day.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, you're very busy. Person.
Yes.
So we want to say thank you to Megan. And at the end of the day,
Before, where can they follow you at? And both of them, either our or your business page or your personal page.
Yes, so IG is Mega_Browse_ or Megan Marie_ on Instagram.
There you go.
Dope, yeah. dope. And like she's been saying this entire episode, don't be afraid to invest in yourself. Don't be afraid to take risks on yourself. That's the only way things are going to happen. All right. So with that being said, we'll see you guys on the next episode. Peace.